Police in Israel say at least 13 people were killed and dozens of others injured today when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a billiard hall in a suburb of Tel Aviv. The attack came as Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and President Bush were meeting at the White House. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, what more can you tell us about what happened?
The pool hall was on the third floor of a four-story building in the town of Rishon LeZion, which is a suburb south of Tel Aviv. The bombing occurred at late at night Israel time, about 11 o'clock Israel time. The police said that the explosion was especially large, the bomb was especially large, and the ceiling collapsed of the pool hall, trapping a lot of people inside. The pictures shown on Israel television showed that the whole floor of that building had been completely destroyed and that there had been a fire. It was blackened. And Israeli analysts speculated that the suicide attacker might have chosen that target because other targets perhaps have had greater security. For example, Israel has now, as a law, that security guards need to be posted outside wedding halls and nightclubs and places like that. So the analysts speculated that that place, a pool hall, might not have had security like other places.
Now, what has been the reaction from Israel so far, the Israeli reaction?
Well, David Baker, an official at the Prime Minister's office, called the explosion, quote, another murderous attack against Israelis. He said it's clear that the Palestinian Authority has not given up its terror actions and has not given up its murderous path. Israel Radio said it's likely that Prime Minister Sharon will cut short his trip to the United States and will leave for Israel probably even this evening. There hasn't been much popular reaction because it occurred quite late at night. Of course, hundreds of people rushed to the area, as always happens in these kinds of attacks.
Linda, what about the timing? I mean, this is the first suicide bombing since the end of the Israeli army offensive in the West Bank.
Well, Israeli army officials have been warning, almost every day, saying that it's very likely that there will be more attacks and that it's, that even though Israel carried out this incursion aimed at uprooting what they called the terrorist infrastructure, that the organizations have very high motivation to try to carry out attacks and have been warning of possible attacks. Police said that they didn't have any specific information on this town or this area. At the same time, there was the last suicide bombing was on April 12th when a female Palestinian suicide bomber blew herself up at a bus stop in Jerusalem, killing six people. That was during the Israeli incursion when Secretary of State Colin Powell was in the region. But since then, there have not been any attacks.
Thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem.